This is Damian Anderson. What's the date?
December 1st.
December 1st. And I'm interviewing my grandma. All right, so when and where did you grow up?
Since I was the daughter of an career army man, I grew up all over the United States. I was born in Willimantic, Connecticut. When I left home, I went to college, but during the time that I lived at home, we traveled extensively over the United States as my father was in different duty posts.
What was your childhood like?
My childhood was, I think, as I look back on it now, my childhood was very exciting because we lived in many different places. It was very diverse. I got to meet a lot of different people. I got to experience a lot of different cultures, and I made a lot of different friends and learned to experience different ways that people lived, and also got to go to school in a lot of different places, which was very exciting for me.
What was your high school experience?
I did my first year of high school in Newport News, Virginia, and then my father got transferred to Hawaii. And I did my sophomore, junior, and senior year at Sacred Hearts Academy in Kaimuki, Hawaii. That was an all-girls academy. And although I wasn't very excited about going to an all-girls school, the education that I got there was absolutely very good preparation for me to go to college. And I ended up enjoying it and learning much about the Hawaiian culture.
So, saying that, like, you grew up in many countries, what was, like, your favorite country?
I have to say that my favorite two places were probably Hawaii and Alaska. I liked it in Hawaii because it was warm most of the time. I liked being close to the ocean. That's one of my favorite things, is to be close to the ocean. I liked the Hawaiian people. The Hawaiian people were very friendly. And I like to learn all about their different cultures. I learned how to do the hula, and we learned how to open coconuts, and we learned how to snorkel and identify all kinds of different fish. And then my second favorite place was Alaska, and I liked it because I was there when I was like 7 years old, and I got to get a parka, which was made out of fur from from one of the bears, and then we also got to experience a igloo. So I think that was a lot of fun.
Do you have any childhood friends to this day?
Yes, I actually have. My very first close friend was from high school in Hawaii. Her dad was in the military too, and we went to sophomore and junior year together, and then she came back to the mainland and I graduated there, and then she was my maid of honor when I got married, and we're still in communication today, and now they live in Maine and we live in South Carolina.
So what did you do like right after high school?
After high school, I came back. I went to 6 months of Chaminade College in Hawaii, and then my father got transferred back to Virginia, and I went to a year at George Mason and a year at the Virginia Community College.
So what were you, what was your major, or what did you want, what field did you want to work in?
Yeah. I majored in business, and I, after high school, believe it or not, I ended up getting my hairdressing license because it was something that was attractive to me and I really wanted to try. And I worked in that. I actually ended up starting my own business. I had a beauty shop in my house for like 8 years. And then after that, I was a dental assistant for 5 years. And after that, I got into the events management. And for 12 years, I was the vice president and general manager of the Electronic Entertainment Expo, which is the large video game show. But I used my business skills that I had learned and knowledge that I had learned in college for that job.
So you said you had a hair business for like 8 years.
I did.
Can you describe more of that?
I went to beauty school in Newport News, Virginia. And after that, I worked in a couple different salons for other people. But then I decided when we moved to Woodbridge, Virginia, I had twins and I couldn't go out to work. So I decided to open up a shop in my house. And so for 5 years, I had a shop in my house. And then we moved to Sterling, Virginia, and I set up another shop in my house, and I was there for 3 years. I think that really taught me a lot about people skills and how to deal with different personality, as well as hair design. And I learned some about makeup and artistic design as well.
So after that, you went to like the dentist industry?
Yes, after that, I moved to a different place in Sterling, a different location in Sterling, and I had to give up the shop in my house, so I decided to go to work for a dentist, and I first of all started out as his office manager, and then was offered the opportunity to become a dental assistant, which he actually trained me. I had no formal schooling for dental assisting, but he trained me. I learned how to take x-rays. I learned how to assist him with fillings and extractions, and he was general dentistry, so we didn't do any oral surgeries or specialty. We outsourced all of our specialty dental services.
So after dentistry,
After the dentist, I worked for him for 5 years, and then I got remarried, and that's when I went to work for Billcom Exposition Conference Group in the events industry. And I worked in that for over 30 years. Like I said, I worked my way up from a telemarketer. I was a telemarketer when I started, and I worked my way up to vice president and general manager of the Electronic Entertainment Expo, which was my largest account. But at one time, I was doing 7 different accounts in 7 different industries, like hospitality and medical and construction and computer graphics. So I had a lot of diversity in the events that I was doing. But I think of all of them, I must say I enjoyed the Electronic Entertainment Expo the best.
So like fast forwarding to like when my mother was born,
mm-hmm.
like were you excited? Were you?
When your mom was born, I actually was working for a dentist. I was working for the dentist, and your mom. I ended up. It was exciting because I learned at 6 months that I was going to have twins, and that was definitely an experience. For the first 7 years, it was a lot of physical work, but for the next 7 years, it was a lot of mental, because raising two teenagers, was a challenge, but I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.
So, how are they like as kids or growing up?
I think growing up was an experience for them as well, because I think they're identical twins. And I think that even though we did not keep them in the same classroom, we always had them in separate classrooms because they look so much alike that people couldn't tell them apart. I wanted them to have their own set of friends, and I wanted them to have their own identity. And they did share some of the same friends, but I think that it was good for them to learn how to be their own individual self. It's definitely a challenge to raise two children of the same age and try to help them become their each and own individual. I think they were a lot alike until they were like 13 years old, and probably at 13 years old is when I realized that they were starting to become their own self. They started liking different things. One liked soccer, one liked basketball, one liked communications, one liked working on the yearbook, and the other one didn't like anything to do with that. So one was more sports oriented than the other one.
So like talking about my mother, was she like a bad kid, or was she like she like really school oriented?
Your mom made A, B's, and C's. She was a good student. I can't say she was you know, at the top of her class, but your mom, I think, had aspirations of wanting to succeed in the communications industry. After she got out of high school, she actually went to broadcasting school in Washington, D.C. for a year, but then decided that that really wasn't the industry for her, so she went into the insurance business. And ever since, a year after she got out of high school, she didn't want to go to college once she got working for the insurance, because she secured a very good job and she was able to work her way up to now. She's a claims adjuster and does very, very well for herself.
So fast forwarding, how did you meet Grandpa?
Grandpa and I met, actually, believe it or not, in a bowling alley. I went there when our neighbors were on a bowling league and invited me to go with them, and that's where I met Grandpa. And 3 years after we met each other, we got married. And
like, what do you mean you met in a bowling alley? Like,
he was bowling on a league, and I went there just to watch, and that's how we met.
So like, how was like your relationship until you like got married? Like,
since I was going through a divorce at that time, our relationship was just, I would say, a little bit platonic, more than talking about getting married, because I still had to go through the divorce. So we just, the couple that lived next door to us was also, two of them were divorced and they were dating. So we used to do things, both families together. We would go to the beach in the summer. We would go to different events together. The kids would play together. I think it was a really good experience for your mom, because I think it helped her to learn the value of friendships. And she developed some really good friendships. And then when Gary and I got married, it wasn't so difficult for them to make the transition.
Do you remember where you got married?
Yeah, we got married in Herndon, Virginia, at St. Joseph's Catholic Church. And our son, Gary had two children by a previous marriage, a daughter and a son. I had, of course, Candy and Sandy, my two daughters, twin daughters. And then together, we have a son, Jason Phillips, and it's really funny because we had our reception at a restaurant called Jason's.
So, like, how was Jason as a kid, and like, how did my mom and Sandy treat him?
Well, you know, it was really funny. We lived in Spokane, Washington, when I found out that I was pregnant with Jason, and there was 16 years difference between your mom and Sandy and Jason. So I guess my biggest concern was that he was going to have one mom and two sisters, that he wasn't going to have three moms. But I have to honestly say, I don't think they were ever really jealous of him. I think that they always thought that he was the favorite because he was the baby. And but they were, I think it was a great experience growing up together, and I think that it was important for them to have that sibling relationship, because they were both girls and we didn't have any males in the family other than Gary.
Since Jason's like so interested in like fitness, what do you think like sparked him into like being in the fitness industry?
Yeah, Jason used to have anorexia. And he had a hard time dealing with anorexia when he was in high school. And so when he got out of high school and was going to go to college, he decided that he was going to major in sports management and exercise science, so that he could find ways to overcome the anorexia that he was, that he'd been dealing with. So he took up golf, and he played on the golf team, and he got very active in sports and learned a lot about nutrition and life balance. And he graduated from Florida State University with a degree in exercise science with a minor in nutrition. And today he has his own nutritional coaching business. So I think he did well.
So since we know you moved from South Reading, South Carolina, like, how is it living in South Reading?
Since Whiting was, I think, a great place to live, how we ended up living there was Jason played soccer, and we were out there one weekend. He was participating in a DC United camp out there. And so while he was in the camp, we started looking at houses, and we found a house that we really, really liked. And we lived in Sterling, Virginia at the time, and we needed the extra room. And so 4 months later, we moved to South Whiting. Jason went to Broad Run High School, which was a great school, and that's actually where your mom graduated from. All my children graduated from Broad Run High School at different times, and it was interesting to see how Broad Run had changed from your mom and Sandy's experience to when Jason graduated 16 years later.
So, like, sparking the transition between, like, you moving from South Carolina to South Carolina, like, what was the decision that made you move after living there for so long?
Yeah, well, Gary and I were getting ready to look at retirement, and we realized that on a fixed income, you can't live in the Washington, D.C. area because it's way too expensive. Plus, we knew that with as we were getting older and health conditions, we couldn't shovel snow anymore. The year that we moved to South Carolina in 2010, we had 40 inches of snow here in Virginia. So it's a very different culture in South Carolina. We do live in a gated retirement community. It's a 55 and over community, but we're very active. We're both still working. And we found the transition to be, I think, good for our lifestyle, but we certainly miss all of our kids up in Northern Virginia and our grandkids as well.
So what was, like, the struggle, like, transitioning from, like, different, like, because Northern Virginia is, like, really, like, fast and, like,
yep,
like, unpredictable weather, and then you go down to the South and it's, like, kind of, like, more slow,
yes,
and, like, warmer weather. So, like, what were, like, the major, like, differences that you saw, or, like, like, was it hard, like, getting used to, like, the new people, like, you had to find your way around and stuff?
Yeah, exactly. I think that going from the very fast-paced life that we had in Northern Virginia to a very, very retirement-oriented, the good thing was is that we were both still working, and I think had we not both been still working, we'd have found it much more difficult. So we had a couple years to be able to gear ourselves up for retirement, as well for the retirement lifestyle, as well as to continue to work. But it was nice to be able to have a slower pace of life. South Carolina is very senior oriented, and I think Northern Virginia is growing so fast and so robustly that I think we moved at a good time. I think it was and of course the weather is much more suitable to getting older when you have arthritis and other things. It's nicer to be in a warmer environment. The only thing is when we moved to South Carolina, they had never had they hadn't had a hurricane for 17 years, and since we've lived in South Carolina, we've had 5. So that's been a challenge, but luckily we've survived those well and haven't had any significant damage to our house. And so it's been very interesting. We've met some nice people who are in the same situation, and we share our experiences.
So what was, like, the hardest part of transitioning, like since you have to, like, know, like, the new roads and, like, the new way to get around and, like, to find, like, certain places, like, how long did it take you to, like, adjust?
Well, the good thing is we bought our house in South Carolina in 2007, and we actually didn't relocate there until 2010. So we had 3 years to learn where things
were. You built your house, right?
We did build our house in South Carolina. But they also have a rule in South Carolina that you can't have any advertisement for stores and things like that 200 feet from the road. So it actually took us 2 years to find our way around and find out where the stores were, because every time we would go, we'd forget where the actual store was, and there wasn't any signage to show us where it was. I think the pace of life was definitely something that we had to learn. We were always on the go. We were always busy when we were in Northern Virginia. And when we went to South Carolina, we were in the process of learning how to make new friends, and we were both working, so that took up a lot of our time. So I will say that it probably took us a good 3 years, and when we actually moved in down there, the transition wasn't as difficult as it could have been if we had, relocated in 1 year.
So in South Carolina, you bought the house watch business?
We did.
So describe were there any challenges? Like, what was the decision to buy that?
Yeah, for the 3 years that we, before we actually relocated to South Carolina, we had a man that had started, and it's called Absentee House Watch in South Carolina. And he watched houses for mainly the snowbirds that went up north for the summer because it's so hot in South Carolina. But he also watched it for people that were in the relocation. So after we...